Well, let's take a look at the future. I really think the desktop metaphor that we have now is going to be around for a few years. We're really just beginning to learn how to build more sophisticated and easier to use desktop object-oriented interfaces for the bulk of computer users who are the more knowledge and information workers. We are also seeing more types of interfaces for simpler technologies and simpler tasks. Microsoft has now come up with a new interface called Bob, which is a social interface. Bob has been sort of criticized by the industry as sort of an immature, childish interface, but it's really the first attempt at personalizing the human-computer experience. And there's a lot of academic research behind the whole concept of personalizing the human-computer interface. Also, what I expect to see more of for the future is a larger role for wizards and agents and guides that will steadily improve the software interface. A key goal in the future is for computers to learn how users work, rather than how users having to learn how computers work. A lot of mainstream PC programs today now offer tips and techniques. Most of them offer bubble help, task-oriented wizards, and there are other efforts to smooth out the learning curve of learning software and also guide the user's experience with their computers. Also, with personalization such as this, you've got to have the ability to customize. As a user, sometimes I may want to be guided and sometimes I don't. Users must be able to make choices like this, not their computer agents being in control. Finally, the human-computer interface is going to become much more mobile and much more global. It doesn't really matter today where users are, where their computers are, or where the information is. The whole idea is that they don't all have to be in the same place to work anymore. Interfaces must be able to enable interaction with systems and objects and information that can be very remote, but it really shouldn't matter. The overall goal should be to amplify the human reach.